Mark chapter 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables. And he said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. The parable of the sower. So Jesus here has this great multitude gathered to him, and he enters into the ship and sits by the sea, and the crowd's on the shore. This is a good way to put some distance between himself and the crowd so that many people can hear him. And the water and the soil and the reverberations acting almost like an amphitheater. And he taught them by parables. What is a parable? The way Jesus uses it, it is a story that signifies something. The story has a meaning beyond what it says on the face of it. In fact, what it says on the face of it really isn't the point. You know, a lot of things in the scriptures don't need any interpretation. For example, Galatians chapter 5. The works of the flesh are these. You know, murder, lust, fornication, uncleanness, heresies, etc. And I told you before, I'm going to tell you again, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now that's absolute. There are mitigating circumstances, such as having been redeemed. Such were some of you. Meaning in Christianity, that becomes our past. And we aren't going to be judged on that basis, even though we have done those things. But in general, the idea is, it's a very straightforward thing. Look at those who do these things, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. A parable, on the other hand, needs interpretation. It needs to be interpreted. It's not something that is fairly straightforward. Though in the realm of parables, there are those that are more cryptic and those that are less cryptic. And the disciples see this one as being pretty cryptic. People listen to it, and it's easy, having Jesus having explained it to us, it's easy to think, oh, I get it. And easy to feel pretty smart. But if you think about it, if this thing is just thrown at you like this, how are you going to know what he means? And Jesus, the way he explains it, meaning his explanation for why he does this, It's very simple. He says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Whoever can hear it, let him hear it. If you're able to understand, then understand. Because many be not able to understand. Because as we've talked about before, the wisdom to understand, the hidden wisdom of God is hidden from many. That God may call a few. Unto you it is given to know the kingdom of heaven, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, no, it's not given to them. Outside of my circle, it's not given to know the mysteries. The mysteries are not to be revealed to them. And here's the interesting part, is that even though you explain it to people, they still don't believe it. They still won't believe it. Even though it's told to them, even though it's explained to them. Like the parable of the sower. The meaning of the parable, they get what he says. They understand the words he's saying. But the implications of what he's saying, they never just accept the implications. For instance, the seed that was sown on the stony ground, it immediately springs up and receives it with joy. How many times do we see people receive the gospel like that? And then what do the ministers say to them? They say, now, from this point on, forever, you're saved. You're saved from the moment you believe. Not according to the parable. First of all, it's not a point about when you're saved. See, that's the thing people don't get it. It's about man's reaction to the salvation of God. It's sown, it's broadcast to people. And people, it affects people differently. Some people, it can't penetrate, like the path. And Satan comes and steals away the word that is sown in their heart. Satan or his ministers. There's a lot of blackbirds and blue jays. They love to go stealing seeds. You tell the truth to someone and they think, well, my pastor says, or what I learned was this. That's a little birdie coming. Who told you that? A little birdie told me. A little birdie stole away the word that was sown in my heart. I say, the word of God says this. And then the wisdom of man or the philosophies you've accepted in your mind, they come forward and they say, well, that can't be because of this. I could take scriptures upon scriptures and give them to people. And it will never penetrate into their hearts because of the wisdom of man and the world that's in them. Whether it be the gospel of the resurrection or of any doctrine, the truth cannot penetrate the hardness of the path, the well-worn way of men. There's a way that seems right unto men. What is a path but a way that many men have trodden?